This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from the DVCC, and I'm here with Michelle Sexton, who's been a client at DVCC Bedford for quite a long while now, and she's achieved some amazing results, and I know that a lot of people listening would be able to benefit from her story. Essentially, how she's managed to do it, and the things that she's learned along the way during her transformation, because it's a pretty big transformation. So first things first, Michelle, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
43.
Okay, so let's get straight into it. How much weight have you lost in total?
About 4 stone.
Good from you. And in dress sizes, that is?
From an 18 to a 12.
Good. And over how long have you done that?
About 2 years.
Awesome. So let's go back to where the story started. How did you first put on that weight?
I gave up smoking and put on over 4 stone in a year. And then I started yo-yo dieting. Losing a bit, putting it all back on, and more. Losing a bit, putting a bit back on, and more.
Okay, so can you talk to me about some of those diets that you tried?
I went to Slimming World. I did the milkshake diets. I've done the cabbage soup diet. I've done them all. I've taken slimming pills and Udlies. And then just stick it all back on.
Okay.
And more.
Did you do...
months.
Was it because you... Or they just stopped working for you, or was it because like you went back to stick to it for a long time?
I just lost the weight and became complacent again.
Okay.
And then the old eating habits just crept back. And
what were those old eating habits?
Never breakfast.
Okay.
Hungry by 10, 11 o'clock, eating crisps, sandwiches, chocolate, cheesecake, of course.
Nice.
And a lot of takeaways.
Okay, so mainly just like food for convenience then.
Mm,
okay. Definitely. How did you form those habits? Was it something that just built up over time? Was it something that you did because of busy schedule at work?
Busy schedule at work and probably lazy, not very organised.
Okay. And did your family the same?
My husband had put on quite a bit of weight, but he's lost it all now as well.
Yeah.
So, my son, no, because he was always built like a jockey in them days.
Okay. Good. When did you first decide that you wanted to lose weight? Was there like a thing that just clicked in your mind, or was it a gradual thing?
It was more the panic. We come from a history in the family of diabetes, weight-related diabetics. As soon as my dad, my aunts, my brother, sort of, they all were overweight, and as soon as they hit in their 40s and 50s, they had to take tablets to control their insulin levels.
Yeah.
And they had to be very careful what they ate. And because I was a size 18 and going on to be 40, I panicked a bit because I didn't want to become a diabetic.
Okay. And is that when you came to the DVCC?
Yes.
Okay. And how's your lifestyle different now?
Well, I train 3 to 4 times a week when I can. But that's most weeks anyway. I take nutritional advice from you. And... I haven't gained any of the weight that
Good.
I have lost.
So,
kept it off.
How is your day different now to the way it was
two years ago?
You
know, I'm more organised when it comes to food. I prepare food the night before so I can just take it into work. I don't eat bread at all anymore. I don't really... I like chocolate still, but I don't crave it as much as I used to. And the great thing is that you have your cheat meals... And you look forward to those.
Mm. So it's almost like you earn your rewards, and they seem more like a reward rather than if you have it all the time, then potentially it just feels like the norm.
Mm. Definitely.
So would you say your mindset's any different?
Definitely, yes.
Good. So you are a working mum.
And grandmother.
So how do you juggle all this, the training and the food stuff around your life?
It just becomes routine. It becomes part of your routine. You know that you have to prepare your food the night before or even on the weekends and freeze some and just be able to take it out if you have to. I do all my shopping online, so I only order what I need. I get my meat delivered to my door.
Good.
Cook it up, train, work, go home, chill.
Like it. Nice routine. So for people listening, what's the hardest thing about maintaining your habits that you have now?
Probably when you take a break in your routine, like going on holiday, you've got to get straight back into it. And it is hard.
That's good advice.
It is hard, but you have to get straight back in it because you have become so lazy on holiday, and you get so, if you go on all inclusive, you get so used to just eating crap, basically.
Yeah, it's hard.
You always go with good, you know, good intentions that I'm going to eat well, but you never do. Puddings for lunch, puddings for dinner.
So just about getting back on the horse as quickly as possible then?
Yeah, definitely. And okay. The weight normally drops off. You know, whatever you're going on holiday, you can't beat yourself up on it because all you've got to do is eat healthily for 2 weeks and the weight will just drop off.
Yeah, I think it's about holidays. I mean, they're few and far between. So you've got to reward yourself and then get back to your normal eating habits as soon as you get back. So to close, what advice would you give to someone in your position, or rather the position you were in 2 years ago when you were 4 stone heavier?
Just bite the bullet and do it. And do it. Just come in. Everybody's really friendly. Everybody's really helpful. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, I hadn't been to any gym all my life. I hadn't done any exercise since I left school at 18. And if I can do it, anybody can.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Michelle. That is Josh and Michelle. Out. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.